Thank you very much, Honorable Minister. St. Vincent and the Grenadines notes the recommendations of the State of Australia with regard to marital rape and notes that within the Criminal Code of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, protections for rape include protections for marital rape. And as such, where a husband commits rape against a wife within the confines of marriage, he can be charged and prosecuted under the Criminal Code of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. St. Vincent and the Grenadines notes the sundry recommendations regarding the prohibition of discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity, and reiterates the protections under the Section 13 of the Constitution of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, which provides for there to be no discrimination on the grounds of sex, race, place of origin, political opinions, color, creed, disability, or otherwise, which are all encompassing under this anti-discrimination section. St. Vincent and the Grenadines notes the recommendation of Costa Rica that St. Vincent and the Grenadines accedes to the Rome Statute of the ICC and responds to the fact that St. Vincent and the Grenadines has acceded to this convention since December of 2002, 19 years ago. St. Vincent and the Grenadines notes that St. Vincent and the Grenadines will continue to strengthen national programs and policies regarding the abolition of poverty and improving health and living conditions in accordance with the recommendation of the Dominican Republic and the Sustainable Development Goals 1 and 3, and notes that the comprehensive efforts regarding poverty and health and living conditions have been addressed within our national report. St. Vincent and the Grenadines notes the recommendation of France that we retain the de facto moratorium on the death penalty by commuting the sentence of the last person sentenced to death. St. Vincent and the Grenadines notes that this matter continues to be before the Eastern Caribbean Supreme Court Court of Appeal regarding an extension of time for the filing of an appeal. St. Vincent and the Grenadines notes the recommendation of Germany with regard to sections 13 and 14 of the Marriage Act as being unconstitutional, and notes that sections 13 and 14 of the Marriage Act are procedural and do not pose an issue or do not obviously conflict with any provision of the Constitution of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. We also note that journalism independence continues to be maintained in St. Vincent and the Grenadines, notwithstanding the passage of the Cyber Crimes Act. Journalism independence continues to be at an all-time high in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Within the Commonwealth Caribbean, bail is a guaranteed right for persons in conflict with the law, and save and except in instances of murder and treason, perpetrators, once they can attain the conditions of the court, are often granted bail in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. With regard to the recommendation of the State of Germany regarding the inheritance laws, St. Vincent and the Grenadines notes that there is no discrimination or disparity regarding the inheritance of wives or husbands under the Administration of Estates Act or the Wills Act in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. St. Vincent and the Grenadines will continue to maintain such parity with regard to inheritance laws in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. I pass the lectern to my counterpart, Mr. Westford Joseph.